This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today, Little Gina, Louisiana may see more traffic than it's had in a long time. Traffic from Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, and more. Caravans are crossing the country to support the half-dozen young black men, now known as the Gina Six. They are accused of beating a white classmate, but advocates argue the Gina Six could face prison time far out of proportion to the alleged crimes. Opposition to the way the case has been handled has grown so loud that President Bush found himself addressing the issue in a press conference this morning.
The events in Louisiana have saddened me, and I understand the emotions. The Justice Department and the FBI are monitoring the situation down there, and all of us in America want there to be, fairness when it comes to justice.
ColorOfChange.org, a national online advocacy group, is coordinating today's National Day of Action in support of the six accused teens. Morehouse student Reginald McKinley organized over 100 students himself from Morehouse Spelman College and Clark Atlanta University. I spoke with him yesterday as he was beginning his journey south, and he said he first heard about the case not in the news, but online.
I actually was looking through some different sites, and I read a story about the Gina Six approximately a month ago on Facebook.
Now, a lot of people think of Facebook as a place where you go scribble on people's walls and you find people to date. Were you surprised to find something this serious that you wanted to organize around?
Facebook is a networking opportunity, depending on what avenue you want to use it for. And because I'm a part of a lot of socially conscious groups, I have tapped into that avenue. And so I believe Facebook and MySpace and other things to that extent are what you make them.
So tell me exactly where you are right now, physically, and who you're with.
I'm physically in Atlanta, Georgia, on the campus of Morehouse College, sitting on the steps of King Chapel. This is extremely inspirational to me because I'm sitting on the only international King Chapel that's ordained by the King family in the world, which happens to be on the alma mater of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and we're currently looking to pursue an endeavor that he did approximately 44 years ago.
So these caravans harken back to the freedom rides during the civil rights era. What are your thoughts on that loop of history?
Nothing that occurs in history appears out of historical vacuum because there were individuals that did it before you were here and that laid the foundation and the groundwork so that when the stage was set, that we can walk right onto it. And so this is that type of opportunity that we are going to be able to walk on the stage that has been set through the works of my mother, the individual who worked in my community to push for civil rights. And so that is my excitement right now.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 21.
So you're only a few years older than the people who are accused of this crime. How do you think you relate to them generationally?
Generationally speaking, that was the whole basis of this movement. This is the youth of America speaking out. My collaborators have worked hand-in-hand with me with the understanding that this is the youth voice and this is the social consciousness of us. And, I mean, we built upon that.
Morehouse is known as a place where young men flourish and have a social consciousness. There's also an idea or a stereotype that most people your age are apathetic. How do you reconcile those two views of your life specifically and also your generation?
Though we are a generation that has felt a sense of entitlement, we still have those individuals that understand that we have a civic duty. One thing that people don't often highlight is that since the civil rights movement, our parents have not instilled within us the drive to fight. And what we are currently combating is not just not understanding the importance of civil rights. We're actually fighting generational unawareness. If the presidential debates are on, and American Idol has to vote, you'll have more voters on American Idol.
Do you think then that the Gina Six case will advance people's social consciousness or their willingness to stand up for what they see as civil rights or human rights?
I think it will highlight that there is something bigger and greater that has been going on, that has been simmering in the souls of this America I know.
On a monetary level, there probably are people who support this cause who can't go because they can't figure out the money. How much do the people who are going with you have to raise in order to get there, or how is it funded?
The individuals that are on the shuttles with us didn't have to pay anything. What we compiled was a sponsorship packet that we sent out to different companies and businesses to acquire all the funding and all the support that we would need to offer a free trip to the typical college student. The individual that might not have tons of money to spend to go champion a cause that they really feel is necessary. And we didn't want monies to be an issue in reference to your heart's desire to serve.
Well, Reginald, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Reginald McKinley is a senior, triple majoring in political science, international studies, and urban studies at Morehouse College. He organized over 100 students to rally at the National Day of Action in Gina, Louisiana.